Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled, Same Lady, Different Dress. Written and read by Father Frank Donio, SAC. For the past 145 years, on the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the 16th of July, in my hometown of Hammonton, New Jersey, there is a procession through the streets of the statues of various saints, usually reside inside the local parish church. The faithful, who are devoted to each saint, distribute prayer cards of their patron as they process with the statues through the streets. Saint Joseph, Saint Anne, Saint Anthony, Saint Rita, Saint Jude, Saint Rocco, Saint Lucy, Saint Vincent Pilotti, and so forth. The Blessed Mother, while at the end, under the title of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also appears in the procession under various names. Milagrosa, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, Our Lady of the Assumption, and the Immaculate Conception, whose solemnity we celebrate today. Sometimes, these various titles and ways of representing the Blessed Mother can be confusing for some of those who line the streets of the procession route. My mother, Angela, who has been part of the procession for over 50 years, makes a float with a large rosary and a statue of the Blessed Mother under the title of the Immaculate Conception on it, although some would call the statue Our Lady of Grace. The statue, which is over 100 years old, is patterned after the image on the miraculous medal, around which is inscribed the words, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Since many who come to the procession are not necessarily practicing Catholics, my mother always offers a form of street evangelization to those who come to her float to receive a prayer folder that provides instructions on how to say the rosary. Since the statue of the Immaculate Conception is on a special float, many will come and ask if it is of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Sometimes my mother is asked what the difference is between the Immaculate Conception and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. She responds cheerfully, same lady, different dress. My mother then goes on to explain why the Blessed Mother has so many titles. She also assists these curious onlookers in understanding how Mary offers us the greatest example of how to follow Jesus as his disciple. She helps them learn that Mary was prepared from the time of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, to receive Jesus, and did so throughout her life. We too are meant to be prepared to receive Jesus into our lives in an ongoing way, especially during the Advent season. We have not been conceived without sin, but we have been washed clean of original sin at baptism, and all prior sin if one was baptized as an adult. While we have all sinned since that time, our baptism offers us a share in the mission of Jesus Christ as priest prophet, and king. Though followers or disciples, he also sends us as apostles or as missionary disciples out into our challenging world to witness to him by what we say and do. The Blessed Virgin Mary offers us the best example of how to follow Jesus Christ. No matter what title of hers might appeal to us spiritually, she is always same lady, different dress. She was the same in her following of Jesus during her life and continues from her heavenly home to invite us to follow her Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.